The Yorkshire Dales could become the first national park to ban 4x4 vehicles from off-road driving. Ramblers say some motorists are shattering the tranquility of the countryside and turning lanes into muddy quagmires. Our correspondent Catherine Marston is in the Yorkshire Dales now. Catherine?
Well, the most obvious way, of course, to explore the Yorkshire Dales has to be on foot, but some people like to make it more of an adventure and use a 4x4 or a motorbike. But now they can't in certain areas because of a trial ban. Walkers say the vehicles are ruining the countryside, and now drivers fear this ban could become permanent.
Out on a four-wheeled adventure in the Yorkshire Dales.
It was a road used by horse and cart years ago.
Graham Hall's one of thousands of 4x4 drivers across the UK who likes to take his vehicle off the beaten track. He's a member of the Green Lane Association, that's 25,000 4x4 drivers. He says they follow a code of conduct only using public rights of way, and it's in their interest to preserve the countryside. He insists 4x4s open it up to lots of different people.
It's the ability to get out into the countryside and the freedom of the countryside without walking. I physically couldn't walk all the way up here, but to be able to drive up, we can see beautiful countryside all around us.
Just down the road in the village of Grassington, the hiking shop is a big attraction for walkers. Michael Siddle runs it and meets plenty of people who loathe the 4x4s.
They want to just go somewhere else except the Dales. Try and just go somewhere where it's made for these people to just enjoy themselves instead of cutting up the land.
And that's a feeling shared by many walkers who say 4x4s, motorbikes and quad bikes shatter the peace of the Dales. The Park Authority has temporarily closed four scenic routes to the vehicles as a trial, but drivers say they don't tear about recklessly and they want to be consulted about any future ban.
The Park Authority says this is the most contentious issue that it's dealing with at the moment, but insists it will be talking and consulting with anyone who's got an interest. But it's looking likely that an extended ban will come into force in the autumn to protect the Yorkshire Dales.
Catherine, thank you. OK, let's catch up on our new look weather now. Here's Helen Young. Helen.